The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
We're gonna cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're gonna make fun of people. We're gonna hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything.
It's Farrell on the bench in the biggest way possible. We are live in the Magic City Studios in the Verona, Malaysia, right across the river to the Winter Murray. Granny loves to snap tubes and wowzers before she goes to bed in New York City. The Big Apple. Ooh, people dressed in plastic band, ready to drive in some kind of fashion shake. I'm sure you on my friend that coming off at the party. Up, rats on the west side, bed bugs uptown with a mess of tubs out of my brain splattered all over my engine. Doobie shaggy. Oh, woo, woo. I think I might have caught something from Keith. Yo, what's gigging? I'm Pharrell Carver High running it tonight. And the Broncos are finally in the end zone. Melvin Gordon with an acrobatic catch and dive to the goal line. Keeps his knees off the grass and scores. We got a 10-7 game in Cleveland on the Thursday nighter. Now, Carver High has been a tremendous shift in 34C and the young chopper turning on me tonight, just turning on their boy.
What'd you do?
I got sent to the church to pick up Chop from her church event. And I was sent down there at 8:25 Eastern. And I drove down and I sat there. And at 10 to 9, the kid walks out with her friend. And, I mean, I was livid. I mean, you know, just text me and say it's not going to end at 8:30. Don't come till quarter till. One of those deals would have been ideal for me, right? Instead, I'm sitting down there for 25, 30 minutes. And so when they came pouring out of the church, I let out a holy Pharrell. All these people heard me. And I don't give two Pharrells. I was like, holy Pharrell, like, when is it going to end? I go, you send me down here, 30 minutes I wait for your ass? And then she immediately turned on me, like, because I had lit her up in front of her friend. And then I cussed really bad. And so then all these people heard me and parents, and I don't give two flying Pharrells about what they think of me. And, you know, I don't even care. I come home, 34C gives me the business, and then I give her the business, and then I'm like, well, then don't send me to run your errands. I drove her there, I pick her up, and then I get crap because I swear. And I'll tell you what, I live next door to the priest. He can kiss my ass too. You know why? Because what am I? Am I going to go to hell, Carver High? Because I sat there, I did a good deed, and then I cuss, and so suddenly I'm a horrible person again. I'm just this horrible father and mean, cussing, degenerate gambling addict. Welcome our radio affiliates to the program. So what do you think, Carver High? Am I going to hell?
I don't think that you're going to hell, per se. I mean, you might have a couple people unhappy with you for, you know, 24 to 36 hours, but I don't think you're going to hell, that's for sure.
So the people that heard me cuss, I don't know them, and even if I do know them, I don't care what they think of me.
Like, they've never heard a bad word before in their life. I mean, they'll get
over it. Of course not, but I'm the, you know, I'm just a bad example for the children, obviously. They're all in ninth grade. But they've, you know, they act like they don't cuss when I'm not around. You should hear their mouths, these kids. I mean, it's like right out of the gutter.
I believe it.
I don't want to hear it. And now I'm this horrible dad. And I just, you know, I mean, I got projects going over here. It'll cost you an arm and a leg. I already told you the roof, the driveway, the siding. I got the gutters. It only cost me, you know, 50 grand. And I'm sitting here like, and I'm taking crap from people and I'm paying for all this. You know, I don't care what you think of me. Hate me all you want. You know, it is what it is. I pay for it. I go pick you up. You want to give me heat because I swear? I don't care what you think of me. And go ahead and turn on me. All of you. Told you. I'm telling you, Carver High, get me going. And then I'll start throwing elbows. I don't care. You want to play dirty? Let's go. I'm all for it. I'm all in. You want to get physical and chippy? You know, I'm your guy. You want to go to the well? I'm your guy. You need someone in the foxhole? I'm your guy. You want to get people when they're sleeping? I'm your guy. You want revenge? Call me. I'll do it. I'll tell you something. You know what a hoss is, Frank? Carver High is not liking the tone of the program this evening. Coming out of the gates. There's a lot of betting going on, and we can't have all this anger. We need to stay focused on calm rivers.
There is a lot of betting.
Calm river.
Chris Taylor, another homer, 6-2 Dodgers. Look out.
Whoa, what do we got here? A 3-1 comeback? What do we got here, a Houdini? Odell Beckham with his first catch in 2 years. It's Pharrell on a bench. So, Carver High, they're doing the driveway, right? And they dug it up. I'm making it bigger, wider, longer, meaner, leaner. More basketball opportunities on the driveway. Even though, you know, we get snow, ice, and rain 8 days a week here in New York City. But so they found a 100-year-old tree stump under the driveway. I mean, this thing is the size of a car. I mean, it's enormous. And the guy's like, I can't do this with this tree stump here. So they went and they tried to get rid of it. They tried to cut it out. They tried everything. They had this giant tractor. They did everything to try to get this thing. But it's a monster. It's like that 4,000-pound fish they found that I told you about today on Coast to Coast. And this tree stump is literally, it's the size of a 100-year-old oak. I mean, it's like a redwood from like the Muir Forest in California, right? Like, this thing's enormous. So he's like, I can't do this. I can't work with this thing here. You got to get rid of it. We can't cut it out, so you got to bring someone in. So the tree guy that we know, he does our trees, right? He's done a lot of trees in my yard. I live in the forest. And this guy wants to sleep with my wife. It's pretty clear to everyone. And I've told you this in the past, Carver High. I have led you into the world of 34C and her lovers. And the tree guy's one of them. He's all in on her. Like, this guy will jump through fire for her. And she called him up today, and immediately he'll be there first thing in the morning with bells on, right, to do it. And the other guy wanted to charge me like a nickel just to cut it out, 200 more to get the sawdust out, because the guy can't do it with sawdust there. And the guy that wants to sleep with my wife, he's doing it for nothing. So, I mean, he's going to want a reciprocation. There's going to have to be some, there might be some trading, some exchange, like old world, old school trading, you know, like back in the day, like Doc Holliday trading.
Exchange of currency. What the currency body. Is, we don't know.
Body, leg. I can't afford everything. The driveway, the roof, the new car, all this stuff. There's got to be something. There's got to be like hooking something. I'm under just a tremendous strain. Plus, all these women have turned on me. They have turned on me.
Well, she's going to turn on you today? Even more when you let her know what the payment for the tree stump is. She's probably going to turn on you even more.
Oh, no. She's all in on that. I think she's got a crush on the guy.
Good. Good.
So I told you today on the show that they had a Netflix protest. Did you see the
That's
protest?
That's right. Yes.
Dave Chappelle?
Yes.
Do you like Dave Chappelle?
I, like most people, I was a big fan of the Comedy Central show back in the day, Chappelle's show.
Right.
I have not seen any of this stuff that he's done since on Netflix or any of that. I haven't seen any of it.
Oh, wow. Well,
anyway, I know it's causing a stir. I know it's causing some kind of a stir. I have not seen it.
Well, just so you know, they did not take it off the air. And so they're having all these protests, people walking out of work, people quitting, you know, the issues over transgender jokes that he made and his comments about it, whether being straight or joking. Right. He talks a lot about it on the comedy special, which is done. It's called The Closer. And he's in Detroit doing it. And I got to tell you, man, I watched the whole thing and I was dying. He's funny, bro. I mean, I was dying, like, laughing. I loved all of it. And I thought he expressed himself brilliantly. And I thought he told it like it was. And I thought he played both sides of it. I thought he was dead right. I don't think he was hurting anyone. I thought he was actually trying to talk about, you know, their suffering compared to Black's suffering and going back hundreds of years of deprivation and slavery and everything else. And he's talking about their decade, two decade, you know, problems and their, you know, war of attrition. And I mean, this guy just laid it all out there and they didn't like it. And I thought he told it like it was, and he did it really funny. And I was dying laughing. And I got to tell you, to be honest, I thought that I don't see what they're so mad about. And I actually, frankly, see why they didn't pull it off the air. Because when you get a protest that big, right, you'd think that those executives, those suits would pull that show to calm those people down. What do you mean, those people? But what they did was they just left it on and you judge for yourself. And they don't, frankly, it looks like they don't care what they think. And it is what it is. You'd have to watch it to see. And I, you know, I tried to be open-minded about it. Right. And like understand their plight and understand his. And I frankly didn't have an issue with it. And I have to tell you, I thought the way he laid it out was so funny. It wasn't even, I don't think it was mean at all. I thought it was funny and I thought he was brilliant and I thought it was crazy funny. And I was laughing for an hour and 15 minutes. I mean, I thought it was great. He's great. He's brilliant. That's all there is to it. He's pretty cool dude. Seems like he really hates white people. I mean, he's got that going for him. But I don't care because I'm cool with whatever. I'm cool with everybody. I don't have a problem with anybody. And I just like laughing. And that guy makes me laugh. I don't care how much he hates white people. And he flat out says it right on the show, how much he hates white people. And I'm just sitting there going, like, I just don't even care because you're so funny. Have at it. Hate me all you want. But it was hilarious, dude. I got to tell you, you got to watch. And he got way more specials than that on there. He's done several of them, I guess, on Netflix. I'm going to check out some of the other ones because you know how I go on these binge watching tears. I may watch all of them, like his material. Turns out he was really good friends with one of them, a comedian, dude, chick, transgender guy that he let open shows for him in San Francisco, and they became really good friends. And the guy eventually took so much heat for supporting Chappelle that he killed himself. And his daughter is like some really young kid, this guy's daughter. And Chappelle started a trust fund for the kid that when she's 21, he's going to give her all the money. And he said his goal in life is to still be alive to give it to her, right? Or to have one of his family members give it to her, no matter what, in life when she's 21, because she's like 4 now, right? He goes, God willing, I'll be able to give it to her. And I thought it was pretty cool. I thought it said a lot about who he was, right? That he, they say he hates, you know, transgender and gays and everything else. And I just found that the furthest from the truth. I thought that he actually cared about this dude and was friends with him. Let him open his shows, 45-minute stand-up, and the guy sucked, but he still thought he was really funny and positive and hilarious the way he worked a room with all of his jokes and trans jokes and everything else. And the guy eventually got so much heat that he, like I said, he died. And it really devastated Chappelle. I just found that to be crazy. I just couldn't believe it. So I just saw a different side of it. I didn't see all this hate and all this venom and all this other stuff. I mean, the way people interpret stuff nowadays is so crazy that, like, it's laughable, to be honest with you. I don't know what they're tripping on, but they're mad at everybody. They're mad at everything, so you can't win. So be mad at the world. Have at it. And you know what? You don't faze him one bit. That guy could care less what you think of him. A final thought on that, Carver High, real quick, was that, you know, I lived in San Francisco and I lived here in New York City forever. What haven't we seen in this city? You tell me, what haven't we seen when it comes to people? I mean, all walks. I mean, there are neighborhoods dedicated to just absolute craziness, right? Am I wrong? Freaks everywhere. I mean, everywhere, every walk of life, every kind, straight, gay, trans, everything, LGBT, every single, I mean, you name it, we got it. Am I wrong?
You are not wrong.
So, everything. I mean, I'm just so used to it. I'm so accustomed to it that I'm not even fazed by any of it. I just don't even, I don't care what anybody does. I really don't. I swear on my mother's grave, I don't care what anybody, how they are, how they live, who they're with, who they sleep with, what they do, how they dress. I don't care what you do. I don't. I hope everybody's just living and happy. Simple
That's
as
it.
That.
Happy Simple and healthy. That. Living. L-I-V-I-N.
Do
living,
your thing. Baby. Living, baby. So anyway, I wanted to tell you, it's very important before we get into all this sports, because we got a lot going on tonight. We got Joe Lisi, go for the two later in an hour. But I did have my meatloaf baked potato salad dinner tonight.
How'd that go?
It went well. As you know, I cooked the meatloaf. Meatloaf, ma! So I had it going on tonight. I had a nice, you know, crisp bottom baked. I had, you know, the crusty bottom. I had it cooking in there.
Yeah.
Burning a little bit on the bottom. Perfect in the middle. Had it all going. And then two big old baked potatoes. Just completely drowning in butter, a big old toss salad with a Catalina, like a tangy Catalina.
Oh, yeah, a little Catalina dressing in there.
Had it all going tonight.
Wow.
All right, big meal. A lot of food, so I didn't, you know, there's no after food. No munchies, no anything. Just going straight to the hole tonight after the show, right to bed, right to the hole. Because I ate a lot at dinner. Ate a whole meatloaf, and I mean a big old meatloaf, like just big. And then like the size of almost a football. And I ate the whole thing. And then I ate two baked potatoes and a tussa.
By the time maybe, I was done, maybe that's also why everybody's upset with you. You didn't leave anything for them.
Well, no, they don't like meatloaf.
Oh, all right.
34C doesn't eat. The kids don't like meatloaf. They were all on their own doing different dinners. And I was left to my own devices. And I went with the meatloaf ma. So I did it. I'm a man. I don't have any like no meatloaf vibe going. I go hard like meatloaf. That sounds like a plan. Boom, game over. I could have had garlic chicken cutlets, but I had a chicken cutlet Wednesday night, chicken cutlet sandwich Wednesday night before the Ballers game. So tonight I wanted to go different. And I'm like, I looked at the store and I was like, how about a meatloaf, ma? And I went with it. And, I'm anticipating tremendous gas later, sometime maybe in the next half hour to hour. And then throughout the night, my plan is to release on 34C's leg in bed all night while she's snoring. She won't even know what hit her. I'll just, rip some clean ones right under the sheets, right toward her. See if it, reflects off of her, gets a kickback, boomerang style. All this is happening tonight. It's just, I can feel it coming on a little bit. Like there's potential for it. And like there should be after a great meatloaf dinner. So I have to say, Teddy Bridgewater is now officially flat out awful.
He stinks.
He is flat out awful. Tell him how bad he is.
He was so bad that I actually sat here, and as you know, as I said 1,000 times on all our shows this week, I'm on the Browns tonight. I didn't care who was playing, whatever. And I didn't want the Broncos to do it, and thankfully they didn't. Like, I would have pulled Bridgewater at halftime. Like, he's so bad. He threw an awful pick. He's not moving the football. I would just play Locke. Like, I know Locke's not great either, but just to change something up, like, they look so lifeless. Now, they did score a touchdown to start the second half. But what have they done in the two or three drives since that touchdown? Looked exactly like the first half, just flat, not moving the football, awful throws. Now the Browns get the rock again. They're up 10, start of the fourth quarter. Like, let's put it away right here. Let's put the women and children to bed and go hunting for dinner. Like, just finish this game.
They can't even stop this guy Johnson, who hasn't played ever.
Yeah,
he's having a big game, and I earnest. Just cannot believe. And now Keenum's at 180. What was the number? 219?
218 and a half. So we'd like to see him get over that, too. I don't think he will. They're going to run the rock up 10 here in the fourth.
I mean, I cannot believe. Like, you know what? This is the end of Vic Fangio as you know him. I mean, they're going to – what are they going to lose out? They won three, and they're going to lose every game. They're going to lose 14 games because they look like it.
They're an awful football team. They're really bad.
How about when they were 3-0 and everybody was drinking that Kool-Aid?
Paper Tiger.
You know Vic Fangio is getting fired.
No doubt. In fact, if they lose a couple more games here, he could be the first one to go in the middle of this. Well, I guess if we got to count Gruden, he was really the first one to go. But in terms of an actual, non-racial and homophobic email portion of the NFL firing season, I think that Fangio might be the first guy to go if they lose a few more games.
So for the first guy that's not a racist, homophobe, misogynistic pig, right. He'll be just a pure football firing.
Well, the first firing of the NFL season is, some guy gets out to an 0-5 start or 1-7. It's like, all right, we got to cut this guy loose. Like, I'm talking about the first, legitimate football firing of the year. Obviously Gruden is going to go down as the first coach fired this year. He wasn't fired for what was going on the field.
Did you see they just showed 31 starting quarterbacks since 99 for the Browns? 31 starting quarterbacks.
A lot of starting
quarterbacks. I mean, it really is unbelievable. And look at them getting suckered into this reverse. Oh, my God, the Broncos made a play. I've seen it all. They made a tackle. Your boy Darby. But I like when I watch them, they're like a Pop Warner team. They're so bad. How about your boy Von Miller? What happened to him?
He did leave the game. I don't believe he has come back. I didn't see what his injury was. But so much for killing, killing whoever was in front of him tonight, right? Remember we played that cut yesterday? I'm going to kill whoever's in front of me. Questionable return, now declared out with an ankle injury. He is not coming back tonight.
Do you think that, because he's...
He's finished.
I got to tell you, like, he has done nothing in the last couple years. He's become anemic.
Yep, too many injuries. Finished.
Right?
Finished.
They just gave up a 16-yard pass to Landry. It's unbelievable to me how bad they are. I mean, I'm going to puke watching them play football. They can't stop anything. I mean, literally nothing. And they're walking, too. They are completely shot. Like, there's 11 and a half minutes left in the game, and they're walking. They're so out of shape, slow, fat, and done, and cooked, and they can't do anything. They can't stop anything. I mean, I thought at least they'd show up for the game tonight. They're anemic. Oh, my God, are they awful. Oh, my God. I'll bet against them every week the rest of the year. Oh, I got to see this. Wow. He never caught that ball.
No.
That ball bounced off the ground.
I just saw it live now.
That ball bounced off the ground right here. Watch.
And even Landry's telling him, spike the ball. Like, Landry gets up, and he starts pointing at him. Hurry up to the line. Spike the ball. He knew he didn't catch it.
They didn't catch that. It's fourth down. So the crappy Broncos will get the ball back, and they'll go three and out. How about the Dodgers? Your boy Taylor with five RBIs tonight, and the Dodgers lead it 6-2 in the bottom of the sixth. They're up right now, one out, nobody on. What do you think of their survival of the fittest here? Trying down 3-1, they have to win every game.
This kid on Tulane just got absolutely his head taken off this quarterback. Wow. You talk targeting. I mean, you're going to have to drag this kid off the field. I mean, that is bad. The kid on SMU absolutely destroyed him. Oh,
I got to see
that.
There's a flag, too, for what? Roughing the passer?
No, he ran like he did a scramble. He was just about to pick up the first down, and this kid on SMU basically flew like a missile and just destroyed this quarterback. He has got to be knocked.
Is he going to get the targeting?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I mean, listen, I saw it in fast speed. I haven't seen a slow-mo yet. They just went to commercial. But, man, that was a big hit. Dodgers, Chris Taylor, going to send him back to Atlanta, right? The night that he's having?
Yeah.
He's taking care of business tonight for them. Fried wasn't very good. Thought that Fried might drop the hammer for the Braves tonight. Wasn't able to do it. Couldn't get Chris Taylor out all night long.
Five RBIs for Taylor. And Pollock.
And what did you think when Freeman put him up 2-0 in the first? You probably thought the Dodgers just lay down. Like, this is it. Let's just end it.
I thought they were on their way. I bet on the Dodgers tonight. I told you I didn't like them. I didn't like the bet. I went with it because I made the bet
now
Thursday or Wednesday. I put the bet in yesterday. I bet on him in every game of the in L.A. So
now they still have a lot of
Braves.
Still have a lot of.
I hit the Braves in Atlanta, and I hit the game three, and I hit tonight. So I'm not doing bad in the series, but I still think the Braves are going to win it. Back in Atlanta, I don't think they're losing three straight to the Dodgers. I think the Dodgers are too beat up. Tulane now down 41-26. They're getting 13 and a hook. They're right there. I mean, obviously a field goal or a touchdown away from covering. SMU has effed around with them all night. What did you think of that hit on that quarterback that knocked him out of the game? And it looked like it got him. It knocked him out flush.
Yeah, look, when you watch that hit at full speed, it obviously looks really bad because he cleaned the kid out. When you watch it in slow motion, shoulder to shoulder. I mean, he destroyed him in his shoulder. I mean, it looked bad. Got the little quarterback getting destroyed by a linebacker. But Here's the problem. Like, these are the tricky things when you're laying these big spreads, and we know this every single night watching these games. This game's 38-13, you know, with in the third quarter, and they just let, you know, you let your guard down, and now suddenly Tulane is a fluke play away from covering this game. You know, it's just miserable sometimes when these teams just can't keep the foot down, keep scoring points. I mean, light these teams up. And now we're sitting here with 6 minutes left, and we got to sweat.
And now an onside kick, but that didn't go 10
yards. Which they've
yards.
Already gotten one tonight. They did get one already tonight. In the
There's
second
no
half.
Way that went 10 yards. If they give this guy the ball, it's a conspiracy. It was
about
short.
To see it.
It's 9 yards. That's all there is to it. It's their ball at the 44-yard line of Tulane. Now, here's the deal. You're right about that. They've let their guard down. Would you rather be up right now in this bet by 2 points and trying to stop them from scoring, or would you rather be Tulane right now with 6:49 left and a chance to get the ball back and score again and cover? Which position would you rather be in?
I'd probably rather be Tulane right now because SMU just hasn't seemed like they have had any interest the last 3 or 4 drives in scoring more touchdowns. Now, maybe they will now because it's gotten a little bit closer, but they seem like they have no killer instinct and no interest to lay a bigger number on this team tonight. Whereas I know Tulane, if they get the ball back, they're going to absolutely try and score.
And then they just, on first down, ran for no yards.
This is sick. I mean, they're just going to punt the ball back to them.
So much time left.
I know.
You know they're in trouble. You know they're going to backdoor. I mean, they're moving up and down the field. They'll blow the game, let alone the cover.
Yeah, this is bad. This is just bad news written all over it.
And it's unbelievable that they're doing this in front of their fans in Dallas. Like, you don't, I mean, you're not, here's a guy wide open. There's a touchdown. Game over.
Let's go.
There it is.
Let's go.
No flags. That'll do it. That just made it real cushy. A 44-yard floater over the line. Guy Levine caught it and went hizzy.
Oh,
Tyler Levine. Whoa, what's going on in the end zone there? Whoa.
What do we got?
What just happened in the end zone? The crowd.
They were excited by Levine's dance, I guess.
I guess they seemed like they were jumping up and down there. The hard keeping them alligators down. What was happening there? Oh, my God.
They were excited.
Extra point, 48-26. Now you got to just finish the deal here.
Look at Bridgewater just missing more wide open. I mean, just throwing balls over guys' heads. I mean, look at this. 17 of 24 for 139 and a touchdown and a pick. He's awful.
Oh, he's so boring. He's so awful. I can't even believe the mediocrity. Can you imagine them trying to sell tickets in Denver? I know they sell out every game because of their fan base is so loyal. Can you imagine paying to go see this guy play?
No, I can't. I can't imagine it.
It's funny. We've always talked about him on the show over the years that he's average at best. I mean, completely fair to Midland average.
Well, I always like the ones, you know. Well, you know, he can win you some ball games, and he can't.
When?
He stinks.
Never.
He stinks.
And then Locke sucks, too. They have to Locke's draft a quarterback again. That's all there is to it.
They certainly do. Now, the quarterbacks that are going to come out this year, I mean, you know, you're not exactly getting a Trevor Lawrence or Kyler Murray or any of these guys coming out. I mean, Malik Willis from Liberty, Sam Howell, North Carolina, Kenny Pickett from Pittsburgh.
What do you think of Kenny Pickett?
I'll think a little bit more if he has a huge game against Clemson on Saturday. I'm not ready to buy in yet.
A lot of people are talking about him, you know, that he's in the Heisman conversation now.
I think he could be after this week. I think that this is his big week. He's got to show up big against Clemson.
Well, obviously, he's got to show up big. He's thrown for almost 2,000 yards, and 21 touchdowns, one interception. He's basically, he's averaging almost, you know, 10 yards a pass. It's, those are amazing numbers. 143 of 205. He's thrown 70% of his passes.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy's coming on like gangbusters.
He certainly is. But, you know, they got to, I think that there's a way to crack this little top two that's been the favorites for weeks with Bryce Young and Matt Corral. I think that voters, if there's somebody down the stretch who really dominates, I think there's the voters would be looking to give it to somebody else than those two guys.
You know, I saw Western Michigan beat Pitt.
Yeah.
41, right? And if you lose to them, and I don't think they're that bad, but I mean, they're no Clemson.
No.
And even Clemson, as bad as they are, they're better than Western Michigan.
They're having an awful year.
Awful. But if they can lose to Western Michigan, they can lose to Clemson.
Oh, no doubt.
I hope they don't. But here's 3rd and 1 now for Teddy. He'll butcher this. I mean, you know they're going to butcher this. Here he is rolling out. He completes the pass. I've seen it all. I have now seen it all. I can't even believe he got a first down. Now, do you realize, here's another backdoor cover. If this guy scores, I got this line at 4 when it opened up, right?
Right.
If he could just go down and score and this game were to end 17-14, if, because I don't think it will, but if it were to end 17-14, I would cover that bet.
You would.
I mean, that would be a miracle, as bad as they've looked tonight. I mean, as bad as they've looked, if they cover backdoor on this puppy, I will lose my mind, honestly. Because I have no faith in this guy going 26 yards right now. None. Zero. I give him 0 out of 5. Right? I mean, you have to give him 0 out of 5 right now. What do you give him out of 5? I give him 0.
0 out of 5. 0.
Hold on to 0. Carver High, keeping an eye on the SMU game. There's a lot of money riding on this. Boy Charlotte let us down tonight.
Yeah, it's 49ers. Not a good scene. And they were winning at halftime, too. It was 9-7 at the half. And then they made just a ton of mistakes, and they let FAU roll them in the second half. Miserable performance.
38-9. You talk about a pelt.
So they outscored him 31-0 in the second half.
Now, look. Louisiana's got the ball at Arkansas State's 19 with 2 minutes left, 2nd and 13. They're up 1. I have Louisiana and Ark State plus 18 and a hook. I need it to end. I hope Louisiana scores here.
I thought the Red Wolves would be a good play tonight. It's a lot of points for them at home. Their defense sucks, but they can score a little. Oh, and the kid on Tulane throws a pick. I think we can put this one to bed here tonight. The big linebacker steps in front of it. Let's go. Interception for SMU.
We got a little hissy.
No hissy.
Pick.
No hissy. Your boy Horton hears a who. Threw it right over the middle. Finished.
Oh, they got a party on the sideline. They got a little do-si-do. What is going on here? They got the trophy out. There's a party going on. Confetti. We got it all in Dallas with the 3,000 people at the game.
Well, there's going to be less at that UConn Middle Tennessee State game tomorrow night in Hartford. Oof. Tickets available.
So, your boy Gunnard and I went to the, they had like a, I don't know, a college night or something for San Diego State, believe it or not.
Oh, really?
In the area here. And so this chick in the admissions office had this event, and it turns out this other chick that my wife knows her.
Mm.
So they invited Gunner. Gunner went, and he hung out there for a couple hours and heard the whole spiel about the school. Now you got to remember, I took him to the school already. So he's seen the school, and then now he's going to this thing, and he's heard all about the school and everything they do there and everything that's going on. They gave him all kinds of materials, pamphlets, reading material, everything, you name it, a banner, stickers, the whole deal. And the one thing I noticed when he came home with all this stuff was, is that, you know, I knew they were building a new stadium there. I don't know if you knew that or not, but they're building a brand new football stadium. It opens next year.
On campus.
And on campus. And it is nice. And when I was there, I saw him building it. And it is, you know, state-of-the-art college football stadium. I mean, San Diego State is not messing around. Nope. And he wants to go there. And I'm just like, go for it, dude. Just go for it. And I'm like, look at this new football stadium. They got a good football program. It's not bad. They're 6-0, big game against Air Force in Colorado Springs on Saturday. Air Force is 6-1. They mean business too. It's going to be a great game. I literally think it's the game of the week.
I think it's definitely up. I think it's definitely up there. I like Air Force, believe it or not. Yeah, I like Air Force.
How do you do it that just, to me? Because
it just it falls into that category for me of the unranked team
turned on me
being favored over the ranked team. I just it's just a situation where I'm going to take that team laying the points. Something's not right.
By the way, when that kid threw that pick to SMU, that quarterback, that backup quarterback got lit up too.
Horton, here's a who? Your boy Horton.
I mean, he got his bell rung too. All right, so I got to see what's going on here. Where are they? They're still, what are they, at like the 20? I mean, yeah. 2nd and 10. I mean, what do they move, 1 yard every 6 minutes? I mean, this guy, is that Elway watching him up in the press box? Got it. He looks terrible.
He does.
I mean, what is going on with that guy? 20-yard line. They're in the red zone. I just give him zero chance.
They're going to end up kicking a field goal. They're going to kick a field goal.
He almost got picked off right there. He's so awful. Oh, my God, is he awful. Now it's 3rd and 10. Here he goes, the end of it. The 0 out of 5. No way does he score.
No, because they're going to settle for 3 because it gets them to within 1 score. They're going to settle for 3.
And they'll never touch it again. Unbelievable. It really is. This is it right here. 3rd and 10. All right. Let's see what he does. Let's see if he does it. I got to go. I'll be right back. Fourth and inches, Broncos. He got it. He got it. Come on. He got that. Give me a break. He definitely got it. Give me a break. He was over by 3 feet. That's a done deal, bro. Oh, I was going to drop a bomb right there. Did you feel it?
So the Rage
said, I think he's short. Meanwhile, he was over by 3 feet.
Rage and Cage.
I mean, come on, dude. Look at this.
Survive.
Watch the surge.
I'm about to see the play for the first time.
I mean, come on, dude. That's a first down. They gave him the first.
28-27 final, by the way, with Arkansas State. 28-27 final. The Cajuns win.
Touchdown. No, they called him out of bounds. Are you kidding me? Oh, God. This guy, Teddy Bridgewater, is so awful. I mean, that was a good throw, though. I got to tell you, but he's out of bounds. He got knocked out of bounds. He only got 1 foot down. You got to get that 2nd foot down, son. You got to know where you are. 2nd and goal from the 10. Still a 0-5 chance of him scoring. Your boy Teddy. Teddy can't get out of his own way. Here we go. Now he's in trouble. Oh, God. He's scrambling. Oh, God. Now he runs out of bounds at the 9. Are you kidding me, this guy? You are so awful, bro. How bad do you suck? And then he's laughing about it and talking to Browns players. Like, he's enjoying this. Are you kidding me, this guy? You want to know why he sucks? Because he's not, I mean, like, is this competing? Or is this just, I'm going to be buddy-buddy with everybody? You got to be kidding me. I'm gonna puke. You know they're not getting in.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.